Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What the hell up?
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
Yeah. The That's swing, spelled S-W-I-N-J.
That's pumping.
You can't get off right away.
If you surround yourself with turds, you're headed towards Turdville. You're headed towards Turdville.
Come on, Rob!
All right, 6:03 on the Fan. We've got Cinetopia news. We got to the bottom. As your local newsman, we owed it to you to get to the bottom of what was going on with Cinetopia.
Yeah, Rob wasn't going to stand for this very vague article in the Oregonian.
Suddenly closed. Ladies and gentlemen, in studio, Tony Starlight at the great Tony Starlight Showroom, 11th and Madison.
That's right.
Can we get your dear friend.
Is his mic on?
There he is now.
There he is. Good to see you.
Nice to be seen by you folks.
Keto diet.
You're shrinking. You look like you have a parasite.
I am. I'm much smaller. The thing about weight loss, too, is I didn't realize before I started it that it would make me just a better person. I feel so much better than everybody now, which is great.
You're able to look down your nose at people?
Absolutely.
Look at all these monsters out there running around.
Oh, they disgust me, too.
So Tony is in here because, one, he's a dear friend and we haven't seen him in a while.
And two, he has to shamelessly try to profit off of someone else's success with a movie coming out.
Yeah, he always texts me when he needs something, you know.
Right.
Well, no, I'm saying there's a big movie coming out, and so obviously there's going to be renewed interest in someone, and Tony would like to shamelessly take advantage of that.
I was actually thinking about how much I use you guys on the way here, because I remember the first time I came, like, I brought you guys bottles of whiskey and vodka.
Yeah. And you wrote songs for us.
And I'd bring things, and now I just show up empty-handed.
And just say, hey, listen, give me an hour, and I'm going to promote my show, and then I'll see you guys in a year.
Well, where was the Queen show, right, with Bohemian Rhapsody? Where were you shamelessly trying to take advantage of that? Queen became big again.
We want people to leave the show still fans of the music. And people still come to me, they go, you know what you ought to do is a Prince show. And is it? It's because of how I look, right?
Yeah.
Is that why you
think
I should do a Prince show?
It's
the sexual dynamo.
What about the Neil Diamond, Frank Sinatra makes you think the next logical step is you don't have to live. Like, why
I'll
do they picture
what,
me
right.
doing that? I'm not sure.
You and assless chaps, like purple leather assless chaps, sign me up. I'll pay double for that.
No, I don't like to bring my home life to the stage. You know what I'm saying?
You got to keep worlds separate,
keep
right?
Separate.
Mrs. Starlight may not like
she
that.
She wants it all for her. She has it all for
us. So the first time you came in, you had written music for us.
That's
which
true.
Which probably took years and years
true.
Of fine-tuning. And I have some of these. Have you heard? Do you remember these?
I do remember these.
Yeah.
Jace, I want to play one. I've got two here, but let's...
See which one you got there.
Yeah. Now, they're not labeled.
This isn't Fat Tony, is it? Because I can't even listen to that guy.
This unfortunately is Fat Tony.
Medium Tony.
One, two, three, go!
Souk and Rob. They can't sing and dance.
Souk and Rob. They can't sing and dance, but they can talk. Although the show is number 70, I'd still like to be clubbing 1080.
And you still are.
Yeah, we still are. All these years later.
Still 70 or have you moved
Freaking
up?
We're down.
I think we're down.
I think we're like in the 90s now.
Yeah.
Follow them on Facebook, read all the tweets.
Ooh, that's still very timely.
Or listen to them on the radio. Come on, let's go. Clubbing 1080.
Good Neil. Yeah. You do such a good Neil.
You really do.
Maybe tonight, maybe tonight they will talk about sports in the club.
Nope.
Probably not, but they got some dumb crap they will share. Let me hear you now. Let me hear you now. Souk and Rop. They can't sing and dance, but they can talk. Those who won't have a beer with me, I'd still like to be
that's
clubbing
changed.
1080, yeah.
So you denied the beer?
It's freaking well, sweet.
I used to think he is Mormon.
Just like a brewski and a slab of meat. And if you'll pardon me, I'd like to play grab ass today, clubbing 1080.
How good is that?
That's great. That's
you actually, it stands the test of time.
Yes, it does. That's good. That holds up.
Yes.
That is.
Thank you.
That's well played.
I would have brought a piano player, but none were available today. We were going to do a little John.
Club 1080, get on board. We're going to talk about anything but sports. Maybe it's sports.
Sports.
Or cargo shorts.
That's
we'll
true.
Hear them and whine like mad old ladies hitching on a primetime train. Ain't nothing here that a monkey couldn't do. Throw in its poo. It's coming at you. Spewing from Rop and the king of La Santa Sue.
Still true.
Oh, I love it. Rop and Souk, they got the show that's number 70. You and me, we have to smile when Rop talks about his tragical facial hair. Souk is wearing his magical underwear. Hang on to me, and I know we'll be 69.
Yes,
yes.
Listen now. 1080, Club 1080 makes me smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's about right, cause they talk all night. They set the world right. Let's pray a playoff game, don't preempt them, yeah.
Tony Starlight, no.
Yes.
Those are great.
That's old school right there.
We play those to...
I got to come up with new ones for you.
Well, we play those to point out that Tony no longer does great things like that when he comes
no,
in here. He
no, just, I sure don't.
Just shameless promotions.
And takes our airtime.
No.
Hey, no, it is good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
I'm delighted to be here. Always.
We love Tony. If you haven't been to Tony's showroom, it's fantastic. It's great, great for a date. Like the wife or girlfriend.
You're always looking like if you're, you know, you got to change it up every now and then, right?
The mm-hmm. mistress.
You can't just like go to the movie or, to, you know, to the sex club like every single night.
Yeah.
You know, you change it up every now and then.
Class it up.
Yeah.
There's also TonyStarlightBirds.com. He does a bird calendar.
It's
true.
It's bird watching.
It's true.
Tony does two things. He does weight loss and bird
That's
watching.
That's the one people never believe me when I talk about bird calendars. And then at the break, they'll see me signing them and they go, oh, so that was serious?
Yeah. Well, honestly, Tony, I've been on this planet for 40 years. I've never met anyone that's really into birds. I know they're out there. I haven't stumbled across someone that's like, hey, you want to go bird watching?
Yeah, they don't talk much. They're a quiet type of a folk. They're generally, it's because, they don't want to be around people, right? And you're people, so they're not around you.
Well, that would make sense.
He mailed the bird calendar, and I remember getting in the mail and opening it and looking at it.
I think that's where the Himalayan snowcock drop came from.
Oh, yeah. And it took me a good week to understand what I had just seen. Like, I didn't, I was...
Yeah, you got to process
I
things.
Laughed, I cried.
Confusion.
I was confused.
Got turned on a little bit.
I did.
What it's basically is I want to monetize my hobbies.
There you go.
See, so I like to look at birds. Like, how could I charge people for me to look at birds?
Well, I'm so just make a calendar.
That's the Ron Swanson theory, right? Government can take over. Like, you want to go on a walk? Put in a token. Look at a duck? There's another token.
Yes.
Do that. You got a bird watching tours.
I like, love it. When I'm old, I want to lead bird tours. You see what I'm saying? Walk around and say, that's the this, and this is the that. And
are there bird tours? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Does that exist?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Bird watching tours? It's a big deal.
God, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
When I was in Costa Rica, my favorite bird is now the toucan, because a toucan attacked a kid is the best damn thing I'd ever seen in my entire life. Like, they had the warning sign that they say, like, don't get close to the toucans. Like, they're a bit aggressive. Some jackass was trying to take a selfie, like, backed right up to it, and the bird was having none of it.
See, I love those moments.
Yes!
I really do.
When nature gives you, like, kind of the F you, stay away from me, it's wonderful.
I always love how people tell me they love nature, and it's like, you realize nature's trying to kill you, like, 24-7, like, constantly. Like, the part of nature you like is, like, you drive to the part where somebody cleared a path.
Yeah.
Probably died clearing a path for you.
Yeah.
You have, like, off, on, and sunscreen, and Gore-Tex, and all that. And, like, a limited amount of time, like, that's the nature you like, right?
It's a very sanitized.
Well, it's like the ocean. Like, I contend that man does not belong on the open ocean.
No, they don't. Oh, my God.
It is violent, and it will chew you up and spit you out. And yet, we just, freaking Souk goes to Mexico, hops on some dude's boat, unlicensed.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you want to go deep sea fishing? He's like, yeah. Souk's like, yeah, let's go. And you go, like, what, 5 miles out into the ocean on this dude's boat?
It honestly was one of the
like
worst.
Like, you're an idiot.
It was a bad decision.
That's you're asking terrifying. For death.
It was. Like, we had a whale breach maybe 100 yards off, and it created a big ripple. And it wasn't a big boat. It was, like, a 12-foot little thing, and, like, the seats were just, like, bolted in. They were just, like normal chairs that had been bolted to the bottom of the boat. And so when the whale breached, it caused a pretty good wave for, like, a little boat. And my wife at the time looked at me and said, is there life jackets? And I looked back at her, and that's it was the first time that it dawned on me. And I was like, no, there's not.
Oh, well, see, it's hard to die, I contend.
Yeah.
Because I think of all the dumb things I've done, and I've heard of several dumb things both of you have done. By
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just come out fine.
We're still here. All right, the great Tony Starlight. Now, let's get back on track here. When we come back, we'll talk a little Elton John.
And I want to hear about Cinetopia.
Yeah. Yeah, you know they closed.
I heard from you.
Yeah.
I mean, the news source of the Northwest.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, now that Joe Donlin's gone, some say ran out of town by One Isaac Rock, but yeah. It's just a rumor.
Displaced him.
Yeah.
Shoved him off to that little dumpy market in Chicago.
There are 800 murders.
Shootings. Not murders. Shootings. Attempted murders, please. They're attempted.
So we do have Cinetopia news. And then Tony's got a tribute to Elton John coming up. But that Rocket Man, you know, that film looks pretty good.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of the early reviews are in, and people are saying it's great because it's not really a biopic. They're saying it's like a fever dream. It's like part biopic and part whimsical Lebowski musical fest.
Sweet. We'll get to it next. This is Club 1080 on The Fan. We got your mic on just in time for the last
catch the tail end of that.
That's how we roll here.
You think we would have figured out after this many years to turn on a microphone?
It's unbelievable.
You think?
It's the great Tony Starlight. He's in studio with us. And yeah, Cinetopia. We finally found out what happened because all the Cinetopias have closed. There's three here, and there's one in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two in Vancouver. There's one out in Beaverton, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then one in KC. And they closed them all, and nobody knew what the hell was going on.
Yeah, because I was there, like, I want to say a week, 10 days ago, something like that, and they stopped serving food, but they still had the theater.
That's part of why you go there, like, part of the big draw.
Yeah, they had a good chicken finger garlic fry basket you could get there and take into the theater and have a beverage, and it was quite delightful.
So we found out that they've been bought out by AMC theaters.
Oh, really?
And so they are going to be redone as AMC theaters.
Huh. Now, do we know if they're still going to be, like, is it going to be, like, the wine and the booze, or are they just going to, like, regular theaters?
A luxury experience.
Good question. Don't know. But that's what happened. So they didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, because there was some sort of kerfuffle. There was, like, a lawsuit between the two.
Yes.
Because AMC was, like, trying to box them out in Kansas City. So they were involved in some sort of big lawsuit. And so. Huh. I guess when someone sues you, it's just easier to buy the company.
Well, that's a boring story.
Yeah, it really is. Are you a movie guy?
I like to go to movies, and it's funny. I used to like to go to Cinetopia, but it's just become, now that I live out in Scappoose, it's a long drive. Longer than I'm willing to make. I was able to make that drive from when I lived in the city, but I don't want to make an hour and a half drive to see a movie.
I 100% agree with you. I am such a creature of convenience that it's brutal. Like, there's like a little 5 mile window around my house, and if you operate outside of that 5 mile, it's tough. Like, there's literally like a Lowe's and a Home Depot, and they're you could hit a golf ball from one to the other. And I've been living there for 3 years. I've never once gone to the Home Depot. Why? Because I cross paths with the Lowe's first. And it's all I would have to do is take me 30 seconds to get to the Home Depot.
Nope.
But it's I come across the one first, and so I'm like, well, this is the one I'm going to.
How much do you think they hate each other?
I would like to think there's a good rival.
I have no basis for this whatsoever. This is what I believe about Home Depot and Lowe's. Is that Home Depot was there first, and freaking Lowe's rolled in and put a store right next to every Home Depot.
They're right there.
Right up in their kitchen.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Like, every time there's a Home Depot, there's a Lowe's. And I just wonder, like, that must just be a feud of epic proportions.
And here's the thing. If you switched them and Home Depot built theirs right in front of the Lowe's, but it was 6 feet closer, I would only go to Home Depot.
They literally
go to that one.
They are completely interchangeable to most people.
There's no difference.
Correct.
So I don't care.
So I just wonder why, like, who did that? And
you're beginning
one of them,
to sound like a Home Depot homer. That's what you're saying.
No,
like,
I'm a Lowe's guy.
You're a Lowe's homer?
Yeah, because I'm a Lowe's homer because the Lowe's will match Home Depot prices.
Ah! I used to like was Osh. And they went out of business.
What?
Osh, Orchard Supply Hardware.
Oh, Orchard.
And you know why I like them? Because they were so dead, they had time to help you.
That is so true. There was never anyone in there, and their prices were astronomical.
But there was so many time to help you. I would go into Home Depot and be like, hey, you know, I need one of these brackets. You see, it hooks in with three holes on this side, too. Do you know where? Oh, I don't know, bro. That's the guy who works there.
Just gives you the shoulder shrug.
Hey, let me call someone, and
then
there
I go
in 20
to
minutes.
Osh, and some guy has half the day to spend with me.
Yeah, and he's great about it.
And
he's
great.
He knows everything about brackets.
Call me and check up on the bracket and see how it went. I love that. Love that kind of service. But
right.
They're gone.
They are gone. Yeah, I went to their closeout sale because you know they put everything on
with their crazy 10% off sale.
Exactly. I walked right out of there.
There's nothing worse than the 10% sale. Sales don't even start to me until 30%. You don't even get my interest until 40. 60 now I may go there.
Well, select item 70% off, 90% of everything 10% off.
Yeah, it's like closeout, blowout, my butt.
Yeah.
Charging me $17 for this paintbrush?
I went to a furniture store once because every furniture store is going out of business. And I'm like, oh, it's got to be good deals, right? Going out of business? Yeah, this couch was originally $1,300. I'll tell you what I'll do for you, $1,250.
Nice.
but they don't realize,
and maybe this is Osh's problem, is I have something called Google that's in my hand, and I can search out what other stores are selling that for. And realize that their everyday price is about where you're liquidated.
Do you ever feel bad when you see something that you want you're in a store and you see something and you're like, I'm not paying for that, and then you immediately like go on your phone? I once ordered
ordered it from the store.
You know the copper like the Moscow Mule cups. We were in a store. Me and my lady were in a store, and she was like, oh, these are really cool. You should get some copper barware. And I looked at it, and it was like $35 for each little mug. And I was like, well, no, you got to get like at least 4 or 5 of these, right, to have a good set. Mm-hmm. Like $35 in the store, I went on Amazon. And I ordered from Amazon a set of like 8 Moscow Mule cups, standing in the store looking at their Moscow Mule cups.
This is why Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world.
Yes, and there was part of me that kind of felt guilty. But I got like 8 for, I want to say, like maybe $60 as opposed to one of theirs for $35.
And by the way, the Hots are always at Lowe's.
That's the place?
Yeah. If you want to, you know, if you're into that, they're at Lowe's.
Really? The Hots are hanging out at Lowe's?
Yeah. If you're not compared to like the bar,
yeah.
But compared to Home Depot, The wives, the women all go to Lowe's. They go to Lowe's. If you want to pick up a contractor with rough hands,
right.
Go to Home Depot.
I get you.
All right, so the biopic is Rocket Man, and it's coming out. You've seen, maybe.
Hopefully. Yeah, the great Elton John.
Seen the ads. Is he, because I know you were talking about, we've talked about this before, I think, singing Freddie Mercury. It's just, that stuff's hard.
Freddie Mercury, I almost feel like nobody should even try. Because he was, like, so much better than everybody else.
Who was the, Rami Malek didn't.
No. Yeah.
And I think that was a good decision.
Yes.
You know.
Like, a lot of times in these, they do have people that sing. Like, well, I know, like, Walk the Line, Joaquin Phoenix.
He was great.
He did really good. Yeah. But it's
Reese Witherspoon, too.
There's a difference between replicating June and Johnny Cash and replicating what is arguably the greatest voice in rock and roll history.
Now, where's Elton John fall in that?
Well, Elton John, you have to realize, is multifaceted in the sense that he wrote all the music for all the songs that you hear. And, you know, he's certainly a good singer. He was a great singer, and now he's a good singer. And he's such a showman. So, I mean, he's like...
He's everything.
The full package with that. But, I mean, it took me a while to figure out how to do his voice. And what also was fun is he mumbles... And so I always thought I knew the words, and it turns out I don't. My whole life I sang, you know, Philadelphia Freedom. I'd go, get a piece of mama daddy never had. You know, get a piece of mama daddy never had. But it's, give me peace of mind my daddy never had. I'm like, oh.
Oops.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Well, Rocket Man is one of those, like, everyone has heard Rocket Man 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I'll bet you that Rocket Man is one of the most...
Yeah.
Misquoted.
Absolutely.
Or missung songs.
Rocket Man, burning at it. What is that?
Fertile not a hit on Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah, on the show we translate as that as fertile not a heat on Heverzone. But the truth is, it's burning out his fuse up here alone.
Burning
out his fuse up here alone.
Okay, I never knew that.
Yeah. I just think that's one of those songs that if you ever sit down and look at the lyrics, you're like, oh,
well,
that's not what I thought.
He didn't grow up speaking English because he's British, so he has a hard time with the language.
And who's his writing buddy?
Bernie Taupin.
Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, so Bernie Taupin wrote all the lyrics. You know what's kind of crazy about them, if you think about it, is they were teamed together by a record label where they both answered an ad.
Really?
Looking for songwriters for this ad. So Elton John's like, well, I like to sing and I play piano, but I can't write. Bernie Taupin's like, I write, but I don't play or sing. And the record company said, well, how about you two work together?
And they have written, if I'm not mistaken, I think that every song that Elton has recorded basically has been those two. They've been together for
like 40 years.
Yeah, whatever it is.
So Bernie would write it, and then Elton would
compose.
Put music to it.
Yeah.
And that's how
I
they
think
did.
That's how they worked, is I think for the most part, yeah, they would take the lyrics and then he would write music to match it. And I'd think about... Like 1969, very early part of their collaboration, like you'd handed over this poem to your song, and then you walk into a room and you sit down with this guy you just meet, and he starts playing your song, which is one of the most beautiful piano parts, and just in the way that he phrases, and it's like, oh my God, what an amazing bit of kismet for those guys to meet like that, you know.
See, and I've seen Elton probably 5-6 times, but I never got to see.
Peak Elton?
Flamboyant Elton. Like, that was... That was, yeah.
What is it now? Like, you mean like old Elton?
Well, Elton just now, he's like Billy Joel. He sits there and he wears a suit. And, you know, there may be some glitter to it, but I've seen Elton 5 times. Like, the first time I saw him was probably 2000, maybe 99. Yeah. And he was still an old guy, and he's still a great performer. And he sits at his piano, and that's it. But if you go back and watch, like, old Elton, he was... I mean, rhinestones and you know 8-inch platform heels, and
once you stop taking cocaine, the energy to go that far evaporates.
So it is Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, correct?
Of course.
Yeah.
Who's the boss?
Okay, you Tony know. Starlight is in studio. We'll tell you about his Elton John show coming up. Talk a little bit about Rocket Man when we return. But first, Mike with SportsCenter. Getting word of no John tonight.
What?
So that
the hell
means
is he doing?
More of our friend Tony.
Good. He's actually doing something quite good. So
quite good.
What? Yeah.
What do you
He's
mean?
He's at the cemetery, laying down or putting out flags on the graves in honor of their dad.
some Memorial Day.
Nice.
Oh, look at John doing public service.
Look at him showing you up. What are you doing?
I'm doing this with you.
Well, no, I mean,
doing it Friday. It's not till Monday.
I know.
That's just trying a little too hard.
And by the way,
technically he's doing it Thursday.
I promise you're right. That in no way is that my brother.
Yeah, it's his wife.
That's his wife.
Yeah.
It was Heather's idea. Heather bought the flags. All John's doing is driving out there and then bending over and putting the flags in. That is 99% Heather,
well,
1% John.
He can put it on his resume, and there he will not be here
no,
tonight.
No, they do that every year, though. My dad's buried out at the military cemetery, and so they do that every year.
That's great, though.
Tony, at the showroom, you're doing a Elton John show. Have you ever done an Elton John show before?
Yeah. I've been doing them a couple years now, and just... When Elton John turned 75, maybe, or 70, I don't know, I decided to have a big birthday party and might as well just learn a bunch of Elton John songs. And then I realized how hard they were, and I in over my head, and then I worked really hard and got it done.
So he's 72 now.
Yeah, God, so it would have been 2 years ago for his 70th birthday.
So when's the show?
It'll be Saturday, June 1st, Tony Starlight Showroom, shows at 8.
This is just a one-time deal, right?
Did you have dinner before?
Yeah, dinner and a show, and you go to tonystarlight.com to get the tickets. If you want to use a promo code Partridge, like Partridge Family, you know I'm the bird nerd, Partridge. Mm-hmm. Those of you, I know sports fans, look it up on Google. It's a tricky word. if you use that, you save 10% on tickets to that show. So that'd be good to have you come join us for that. But it's like you do an Elton John show and everybody knows all the songs and they sing along and the energy is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because for 2 hours, everyone is just locked in, whether it's, you know, Rocket Man, Daniel, Honky Cat. It's just they're the soundtrack. Like somebody like me who's 49, it's like the soundtrack of your childhood is Elton John.
Yep. I love Elton John. And like I said, as much as I like Elton, every time, like I said, I've seen him a bunch of times in concert. There's at least 5 times you're like, oh my God, I forgot about that.
No joke.
A song,
like,
you mean?
Yeah, he'll start playing something. You're like, oh my God, I love this song. I completely forgot about it.
The catalog is
immense. And the cool thing about Elton is I don't think I've ever seen anything close to the same set twice.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you get, you know, he'll never not play Rocket Man. Obviously, that's the finale, whatever. But you'll get, sometimes you'll get like Madman Across the Water or something.
Right.
He throws... Every time I've seen him, it's Pearl Jam's like this. You just kind of get, you get some weird stuff every now and then gets thrown in, and some of it you're like, I don't know what that is. And then other stuff you're like, oh my God, that's one of my favorite songs, and I've never heard him play it.
Well, and then you're inspired to explore some of the other songs, you know? Like, you hear some things. We're happy to be able to introduce some songs people don't know, maybe like I Need You to Turn To, or something that's just not, is on the top of the playlist. What's kind of cool is people will come to me that have seen the show. They come back, they bring friends, and they'll say, hey, you know that song? I really started thinking about how much I love Elton John. I started listening again, and you know, thanks for sort of cluing me back into that. Because it's kind of like, it really is, there's a handful of things that will be considered classical music, you know, over time. You know, Frank Sinatra, I believe people will still listen to 100 years from now.
Yeah.
And I honestly believe Elton John will have songs that 100 years from now people will still listen to that like music. And if I'm wrong, I'll be dead. And you won't be
and
able
it
to.
Won't, yeah, it won't matter. It doesn't matter.
And that's why I say these things, because I'm trying to sell tickets.
Has he done anything? Okay, so I love Elton John. He's amazing. But I haven't heard any of... I was just looking at his albums. I haven't heard any of these that he's done for the last 15 years.
Of course not.
Is any of it any good?
I bet it's good, but I bet I won't even listen to it because I like to live in the past, Isaac.
That makes two of us.
Well, there is a lot of guys.
I'm not interested in the new Elton John album. Well, let's hear Rocket Man.
Well, this is kind of the
sad
point.
Sad songs say so much.
Yes, they do. I think 3 or 4 of the times I've seen Elton, he's been with Billy Joel. And this is one of the things that Billy talks about. Billy hasn't released an album since probably 94. One-ish, 94, somewhere in there, it was River of Dreams.
Right.
Hadn't done one in 25 years, and people always ask, and that's why. He goes, He goes, why? No one will listen to it. And he goes, even if they do listen to it, it won't be as good as what I did in the past, and people will piss all over it. So he's like, why do I want that?
Right.
He goes, I do stuff. He goes, I have 100 songs in my head. He goes, I'm not going to put it on a record so that no one can listen to it or criticize it. So you're like, Elton John puts out new music, Paul McCartney puts out music, and no one listens to it.
Well, you know what's crazy about it, though, if you think about it, is, and this is really a longer conversation, but back when this music came out, you didn't have the wide variety of choices, and so you're listening to music on the radio or the albums you could afford to buy.
Yeah.
Right, and that was it.
Or what your parents had.
Or exactly, or your big brother in my case. And then, so you had this small amount of music, and you listened to it over and over because you didn't have a lot of choice. So now, you know, say they put out a new album. It's one of like all of the music that's ever been recorded that is available to you to listen to at all times. So,
that's true.
So people don't get those repetitions, but consequently, the music today will never mean as much to people as this does, because it, I honestly feel like it becomes part of like your DNA and who you are. Like you start to hear the beginning of your song, for instance. You hear that piano riff, and just like I still get goosebumps, or I still feel like an emotional response that's greater than just hearing a couple notes.
Exactly.
The connection to it.
I have a 14-year-old daughter who, again, can listen to whatever she wants and has all kinds of stuff. And when Goodbye Yellow Brick Road comes on,
yes,
she 14 years old, and she's done this since she was 9. No matter what it is, she'll stop and it just like her eyes light up. You can't tell me that anything that's been released in the last 10 years, 30 years from now, is going to have a 14-year-old sitting in the car. She just loves it. It gets her every single time. And probably still doesn't know what the lyrics are. Speaking,
I was going to say, what's that lyric?
Living for Kirby Shocky.
In the penthouse.
Can't plant me in your penthouse.
He's going back to,
going back to his plow.
Going back to my plow.
Plow.
Back to the howling old owl in the woods.
Hunting the horny-backed toad.
Really?
I finally decided
my future lies
beyond
yellow brick.
Yeah.
That might be.
What's the other one? Like mongrels and scoundrels sniffing the ground?
Mongrels who ain't got a penny sniffing for tidbits like you on the ground.
That Bernie was baked.
My my favorite song growing up from Elton John's probably as easy as the Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
You got it wrong.
that's right.
But I love your spirit. That's what we love about you.
What are your faves? Give me the top three Elton John
songs. I love Philadelphia Freedom. Freaking love that song.
Good tune.
And I love Saturday Night. We close with that one every time, and people just will get up. They'll be dancing all over the place. Cannot not love that song.
No.
Triple negative. All right, that's a double.
That was only two.
All right.
Boy said can't. Can't not not.
No,
not. Cannot not. And then your song. I love your song. That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just great.
But there's two, because with Elton, you either get like, you know, Daniel, your song, but then you've got like the Saturday Night or Don't Go Breaking My Heart, the stuff that's a little more upbeat.
Yeah, well, the nice part is we do, I think every song you've listed we do in the show. And what's really nice is I got two great backup vocalists who helped me sound better. Barbara Ayers and Thea Enos, great, great singers.
Yeah.
And it's great having that. But the thing that's so cool is my band is so great, and the songs are so well written. It's just like you just sort of ride on it. You know what I mean? The band starts playing it, and the audience is right there. It's just so fun. There's something kind of, both the Neil Diamond and Elton John shows kind of have a weird religious feeling to them. Like people, our generation,
like
don't go to church much, but they get that same kind of. My dad used to be into these charismatic churches where they'd stick their hands in the air and all that. That's what these shows are like.
Yeah, they get up and they're clapping and dancing. And so it just kind of, it's like I can imagine it's not that it's easy. It's just easier because everybody loves the music so much that it's.
It is. Know, they still don't have an answer for that. You know what I mean? It's like evolutionary biologists, you just talk about, you know, the human being is just this strictly biological creature, and they still don't have a good reason why music is so awesome. You know, nobody can figure that out yet. So That's the one that keeps sort of one foot in. Maybe there is a God to me, is music.
Keeps a little whimsy in your life.
Yes.
There you go. It's the great Tony Starlight, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Starlight Showroom.
I love that guy.
11th and Madison. His show, what is the show called? Rocket Man, probably?
It's called Elton John Tribute.
Of course. It will be June 1. Get your tickets at TonyStarlight.com.
Yeah, use Partridge. Save 10% on your tickets. Buy them from the online system there. You can just select your seat. And if you want to talk to the box office, they can help you. 503-517-8584.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Tony Starlight. We'll be back with I don't know what, but something on the fan.
A.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, coming up next is recruiting with Andrew Nemec. So he'll be on. Milwaukee is leading Toronto by 3. Second half. Start of the second half. Thanks to Tony Starlight. John is not with us tonight.
No, he's laying flags for Memorial Day, which good for him.
Yeah, which we can't. I mean, how do you make fun of that?
Well, I did earlier, but, you know. I found a way.
You're amazing like that.
Hey. But it's like Daniel Tosh always says that. Anyone that says, you know, there's nothing funny about blah, 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 then you're not trying hard enough. You can find humor in everything. And if you can't, lighten
you can.
Up.
You definitely can.
You know, it's like, what is that? Comedy is what? Tragedy plus time, right? I mean, you can't laugh about something. Eventually, it's going to drive you crazy.
So John Bon Jovi,
hey.
Or is it John Bon Jovi?
Thank you. Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. That's his original name. But he's the rock star, you know, the band Bon Jovi. The
sure.
he is now a doctor.
Is this like Bill Cosby was Dr. Bill Cosby?
So he's been teaching a master's class in songwriting hooks for decades.
Okay.
Which, how awesome would that be?
I did not know that.
Taking a songwriting class from...
Where at?
He has been at...
You scatting over there? Somewhere in Philadelphia?
Damn it, I don't know.
Somewhere, New Jersey.
Somewhere near his house.
Yeah, they're New Jersey douches. They're all from New Jersey.
Yeah, I don't know. But the Ivy League has taken notice. I don't think he was at Penn, but he got a... So he got a honorary Doctor of Music degree from Penn, okay. University of Pennsylvania.
Allow me to state for the record here. One, you know, good for Bon Jovi. But anyone that gets an honorary doctorate and then calls themselves doctor, that may be the douchiest thing that you could possibly do.
Well, he's not doing that. He's being funny about it.
I'm just saying, like, Bill Cosby.
But yes, of course.
Like, if you get an honorary doctorate and then you insist on calling yourself Dr. Rop, like if, I don't know, the University of Portland, like, gives you an honorary doctorate in, like, arts and literature.
Look, I don't need an honorary doctorate to be called doctor, okay?
And you go by Dr. Rop, you should go by Dr. Douche.
You've got doctor on your Twitter profile, Sue.
That's right.
Oh, well, well, well.
M.D., Sergeant Thunderfist, M.D.
So his
that's a Parks and Rec reference.
His tweet was, it's better to be a doctor than be in need of a doctor.
All right, well, that kind of makes sense.
You going to cure yourself? Or?
Yeah, I mean,
look, he's John Bon Jovi. He felt like he had to do something on social media because he got this, and he's like, all right, I got to write something.
That's kind of a silly quote.
Clever.
It's better to be a doctor than need a doctor.
And so, yeah, he got his doctorate of humanities from Monmouth University in 2001. I don't know if you knew that.
So he's a multiple-time doctor now?
Yeah.
Dr. Bon Jovi.
Dude, that guy, what do you think his life, well, let me ask you this. Ask it this way.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi has got a lot of cheese, right? Like,
sure.
He's cheesy. But at one time, they were the biggest band on earth.
They were a big deal, yes. And they still are a big deal. They're just kind of...
They just cheesed out.
Yeah, they've lived long enough to... And they lived through a certain era where the 80s and the 90s, it's a little cheesy.
They lived long enough to see themselves become the villain.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
they
it's
Batman-ed
like, give me any band from that era that's cool now. It's just, it's all just kind of like,
There's a handful of bands, but it is really hard to go through that. I think Pearl Jam made it through.
Yeah, but they're not, I think they're later.
Metallica
I'm
made
I'm saying hair bands.
Metallica, well, they weren't hair band, but.
Metallica's good.
The interesting thing is Metallica went through like 80s, like when like the metal phase, and then they made it through hair metal, then they made it through grunge, then they made it through alternative, and they've come out the other side. It really is.
Although they made a couple of pretty bad albums in the middle there.
I did, but none of it ever, like it didn't deviate. They never went, they didn't make an album like Kiss where they made a disco album.
Look, here's
they're
what I'm
one
saying.
Of the bands that made it through, and very few do.
Well, but they're different. They weren't a hair band.
No.
They were a metal band,
yeah.
Which is, I think, different. I think a lot of the metal bands still are pretty freaking kick-ass,
sure.
Even now. Like, we were just talking about Iron Maiden's coming to town. Like,
yeah.
So they're different. The hair band craze...
Bon Jovi probably made it through better than anybody.
I just don't know how you come out of that because of that style and that genre of music.
You're telling me Scorpions isn't still killing it?
Yeah,
come
it's
on.
Like, how do you come out of that looking cool? Like, the only... At now, but based on the way that music was and what that kind of vibe was,
the only two bands that
Aerosmith, but they're more of a rock band than a
They're not a hair band. They came. I mean,
they
the
were
70s.
Before. Yeah.
The only two hair bands that I can think of, maybe three that came out the other side is if you want to say Def Leppard came out the other side.
They're good. And still taken fairly seriously.
Bon Jovi came out, and maybe Motley Crue, maybe?
No way.
I think you could give Motley Crue that.
I guess that's why I said maybe, kind of, sort of.
They're a joke. John Bon Jovi's not a joke. It's just, or I mean Bon Jovi. It's just like kind of like, man.
But I'll tell you what, they made it where so many others failed.
My point about him is he is very underrated on the list of dudes who you would most want to be. Like, if you could just switch lives and go back in time and take a 20-year-old John Bon Jovi as opposed to a 20-year-old or 19-year-old Derek Jeter or, you know, insert whoever this guy is for you. Nobody ever says John Bon Jovi, but I'm telling you, that guy's got it all. He's on the rails, right? I think he had his moments where he was off the rails, but he's on the rails as far as his life and addiction or this or that. He's a smart dude, great businessman.
Worth $500 million.
But also, he gets it, good sense of humor, kind of a fun dude. Like, he's not, like, super serious or anything. And he had the time of his life for 20 years just...
Look,
Guardian and
thought this, but you are right. If you're putting together like a top 10 list of guys that you
nobody
wanted
would
their
ever
life,
put him on their list, but he should be on everyone's list.
You should. That is a top 10 life. When they lay him into the ground, Bon Jovi is going to have zero. I should have done this.
Dude, he's the man. And arena football? Are you kidding me?
Like a multiple time arena football champion?
All right, Andrew Nemec is coming up next, right?
Yes.
Okay,
but I looked up his net worth. It's $500 million.
No, he's done great. Yeah. Man's great. But they were recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And watching them, it was just like, oh, man.
Living on a prayer.
So it's almost like...
Shut through the heart and you're to blame.
It's almost like if you were in that hair band genre, if you stopped in 1989...
Yeah.
You're golden.
The year of my birth.
But if you kept going,
it's
not going to be good for you.
How many hair metal bands were literally slaughtered by Nirvana? Kurt Cobain and Eddie Vedder murdered hair metal.
Yeah, they did. All right, we got to go. Coming up next, Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
In the air to right field, Mancini going back on the ball by Torres. Way back, up, and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.